another side. Father, we thank you for grace. We thank you for unction. We ask that you help us this evening. We ask that you would make this conversation spiritual and effective. Let everyone under the sound of my voice go home with something tangible. Please don't let anybody here leave here the same way that they have come. Please have mercy on us and help our journey, help our work, help our lives. At the end of this conversation, help us to look more like Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. So please turn your Bibles with me to John chapter 6. Popular scripture, verse 63. And again, just like I've been saying, I'm trusting God that this also would stay in your spirit. I love putting things in your spirit, or we love putting things in your spirit every time we come together like this. Amen. So in verse 63, popular scripture, Jesus said, "It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing." Can everyone say nothing? "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." Amen. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Can anyone tell me the meaning of nothing? Is there any special revelation about that? Amen. The flesh profits nothing. It means that whatever pleasure or whatever benefits that people derive from the flesh, as far as Jesus is concerned, as far as the Holy Spirit is concerned, in the final analysis, what will that translate to? Nothing. Amen. But he says that the Spirit gives life. Now, many of us have read this scripture, but I don't know if you've taken time to study the background, what led Jesus to make this statement. It's a very long chapter. I will encourage you to read it when you get home, from verse 1. But just to summarize it, Jesus made this statement off the backdrop of a lot of, there was offense, there was anger. In fact, in some point of that scripture, the Bible tells us that Jesus was rejected by his people. So you have that backdrop. You have rejection, you have offense, you have anger. In fact, just some verses before this, the Bible says that the disciples complained. And when Jesus saw that they were complaining, they complained and he said, "This is a hard saying." He says, "Who can understand it?" Amen. If you read this from some other translations, the Passion Translation, for example, the Bible says that where King James says understand, it says, "Who can accept it?" In other words, they were struggling to accept some of the things that Jesus was saying. But the summary of this message is that nothing, I don't believe in complicated things, but I believe in things that will help your journey. And as we're all on a journey, as we're all walking with God, we want to remind you again this evening that it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. This is so important, because Pizak was preaching somewhere today and he made a statement. I was watching, and he said destiny is offensive. If you are going to come into the fullness of all that God has for you, automatically some people are going to see you as a bad person. So all this, I want people to, like me, you better wake up. Amen. Because that's what we're dealing with now. The spirit of the age. Just making up your mind to be all that God wants you to be. You have offended some people. Hopefully they are not here. But some of them are in your family. Some of them are in your offices. Some of them are your besties. I don't know what you are still doing with them. But as of today, they are still your besties and all that. And there is always a temptation when anybody is pressing into God. As this offense begins to come, there is always a temptation to respond in the flesh. And now, what do I mean by respond in the flesh? It's not that you will abuse them or anything, but you just have a way of slowing down so that you can still accommodate them. But anywhere you see offense, and that's the context of this conversation this evening, you need to know that it is the Spirit that will keep on giving you life to be above offense. Amen. We've said it this year, for example, that one of the things we should all guard against is offense. And you know, you can be offended to a point where you don't really want to keep going on. But the Spirit gives life. Amen. Anybody that is trying to tamper with your commitment to the things of God or to God, for example, there is only one response that is worthy. More passion, more fire, more commitment. Anything other than that, you are just going to be wasting your time. Another implication of the Spirit gives life is that this is the primary place where your identity comes from. This is your primary frame of reference. Are we getting this at all? So I've said that there's a lot of offense, and destiny fundamentally is offensive. And if you don't have enough life inside you, you can't keep doing, and as you're seeing all those offense, you can't keep doing life and destiny the way God will have you do it if you are not plugged the way that you are supposed to be plugged. Amen. You will see many things in your family. You will see many things, but if you forget everything that I say this evening, please remember that it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. We must mature to a point where your understanding of flesh is not just fornication and adultery. Amen. In many spiritual places, quote and unquote, if you are very sensitive, there's a lot of flesh. Amen. But please understand tonight again that the flesh profits nothing. Hallelujah. Can we say it again? The flesh, one more time. Amen. This has great, great implications for your life. I will come back to this, but let's digress a little bit. Amen. I told you that one of the implications of the Spirit gives life is that the Spirit is where you get your reference from. Amen. And you know now where we keep talking about the spirit of the age. And you know that's not a very good spirit. When you see the influence of that, the people on Twitter, you know that those ones are possessed. It's another, Twitter is a different app. The spirit on Twitter is different from the spirit on Instagram. And it's certainly different from the spirit on Facebook. Of course, I'm just giving an analogy. There are mad people on Twitter. And I want to advise you, if you don't have the power to engage some people, please just leave them alone. Because after some engagements, you might just find yourself questioning a lot of things. But remember, it is the Spirit that gives life. We're all on a journey. And if Jesus tarries, our journey is still very far. Amen. Is there anybody here that has arrived? Even as a house, our journey is still very far. But however far the journey might be, it is the Spirit that gives life. That means you won't be a weakling when you are supposed to be standing strong. Amen. It is the Spirit that gives life. Hallelujah. So, in the spirit of the age which is around us, you are going to see a lot of things. You're going to see a lot of offense, a lot of attack, people leaning on their own understanding. But you know, we've come to a time where you're either leaning on your beloved, who is Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit, or you are leaning on your understanding. Amen. Of the two, which one sounds more, which one looks like it will bring more harvest? Amen. Beloved. But you know, even though we know that we should be leaning on our beloved, many of us are not leaning on our beloved the way that we're supposed to. But it is the Spirit that gives life. Even to hold on to Bible principles, Bible teachings, it takes a measure of strength to do that. And that's the conversation that we're having tonight. You know, I always tell you, it's not just jumping up and down. Nothing wrong with jumping up and down. But what is the substance in your heart? What is the substance in your spirit? So, in Songs of Solomon, let's see Songs of Solomon. chapter 8. It's a beautiful book in scripture, and it's not just for toasting people. There are a lot of good things you can pick from there. So from verse 5, this is where some of us get lyrics from. I hope your lyrics work. Amen. So look at the beginning part. It says, who is this coming up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Amen. And this is a picture of how God wants our walk with Him to be. Anybody that the Spirit is giving life to, this is a kind of picture. And all of us will get to a point where we'll either choose the Spirit or we choose the flesh. Some people still want to mix it. Amen. Of course, by now, if you're a member of this house, and most of you are, you should notice that God has great plans for us. Amen. Some of you, the way your life is already going, I'm sure you may not be able to say it out, but it feels like God set you up, because you didn't have plans to go in this deep, but you can't go back. You know, if you go back now, you look like a bad person. So you just have to follow. Some of us never imagined anything pastor about us. But you just notice that people are now, the way you are even doing self, what is remaining is for Pizak to just call you out one day and pour oil on you. Amen. Amen. There is always a temptation as God is calling us deeper. The flesh always has a way of interfering with that arrangement. And this is connected to what we were saying on Wednesday, the circumcision of the heart and all of that. It is the Spirit that gives life. You can't continue on the road that God will have you continue on if the Spirit is not giving you life constantly. That's what we're saying. Amen. Is this simple enough? In the midst of offense, in the midst of rejection, in the midst of anger, in the midst of dishonor, amen, it is the Spirit that gives life. Hallelujah. So I said, you are either leaning on your beloved, or you are leaning on your understanding. Make up your mind that you will not be the kind of believer that is leaning on their understanding. Amen. Amen. And one of the things you must prayerfully trust God for you must understand something about the flesh today. You probably know it, but we're emphasizing it again. The flesh is dynamic. It adjusts with you. Amen. It changes with you. Hallelujah. As you are pressing in, it is pressing in with you. It is the original chameleon. Hallelujah. It's not what you knew. It's not only revelation that is progressive. The flesh is progressive. Amen. It is very, very, very dynamic. So as you are upgrading, the flesh is upgrading too. And this is why we need to trust God. We need to rely on the Spirit. You can't afford to lean on your own understanding. And from today, I want to encourage you, well, maybe not look out. This may not be very accurate, but just be aware that your flesh is dynamic. Amen. And it's not only God that has a plan for your life. Your flesh has a plan for your life also. Amen. The flesh is a hijacker. Amen. At any point you allow it, it will hijack what God is doing. Praise God. But the good news is, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Hallelujah. And this is so true, even as we look at, offense. Now the question is, what did Jesus say from verse 1? We don't have time, would have read from verse 1 to this point. But what did Jesus say that made them so angry? Hallelujah. There's really nothing he said to provoke. Let me read it to you from the, do we have the Passion Translation? Alright. So let me start reading from verse 53, just to drive my point home. Jesus replied to them, "Listen to this eternal truth. Unless you eat the body of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have eternal life. Eternal life comes to the one who eats my body and drinks my blood, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my body is real food for your spirit, and my blood is real drink. The one who eats my body and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him. The Father of life sent me, and he is my life. In the same way, the one who feeds upon me, I will become his life. I am not like the bread your ancestors ate and later died. I am the living bread that comes from heaven. Eat this bread, and you will live forever." Jesus preached this sermon in the synagogue of Capernaum. Verse 60. And when many of Jesus' followers heard these things, it caused a stir. Amen. That's real. Have you ever been angry before and your whole body is vibrating? Amen. You're already nearing the demonic point. At that point, you can kill somebody. And then how you know it is demonic is the moment you do that, your eye will clear. Amen. And you might live with the consequences for the rest of your life. So it caused a stir. Amen. A stir is not a casual thing. If there is a stir in this place, I might not live here the way I came. And it's not in a good way. It's not that God touched me. Amen. I may go without any shirt. Of course, my glasses might be broken. One or two bruises. Amen. Somebody can stone me from the back. Do you understand? A stir is not a casual thing. And you see, when you begin to come into the fullness of what God has for your life. This kind of stare can happen. And many times it will happen. There are people that will just be angry for no reason. Many of them, you know, if it were unbelievers, then you know that. But you know that sometimes you even get more support, so to speak, from unbelievers than the people that say that they are your brethren. Hallelujah. So it caused a stir. And then he says, that's Jesus' followers. He says, that's disgusting. Amen. All that revelation, that was how somebody summarized it. That is disgusting. How could anybody accept it? Amen. You see, because we've come to a time where, and that's why you see Pizak preaches the way he preaches. It has to be strong. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you, your positions should be strong. Amen. If there is anybody here, you know, I like to advise you. If there is anybody here that is still struggling with some of our views on feminism, please go for a retreat and let God speak to your heart. You can't be a member of this house and then pastor has such strong positions, and when he gets to that point, you just switch off. It will affect you. Amen. Especially if you are part of the core, if you are part of the core team. If you are just a casual person coming to church, no problem. Do you understand? So everything has to be strong. And it is strong because it is the Spirit that is giving us life. And then it says, how could anybody accept it? And then it says, Jesus said, without anyone telling him, Jesus knew they were outraged and told them. And he asked them, said, are you offended over my teaching? What will you do when you see the Son of Man ascending into the realm from where he came? The Holy Spirit is the one who gives life. That which is of the natural realm is of no help. The words I speak to you are spirit and life, but there are still some of you who won't believe. Amen. So do you get what we're saying? We'll soon begin to tie it up, but this evening's message is simple. That as we're doing life, as we're seeing all that is happening around us, please remember that it is the spirit that gives life. Life speaks of many things, speaks of strength, speaks of identity, speaks of your frame of reference. Because as we begin to see offense everywhere, it has a way of weakening you. It has a way of making you not to be as committed as God will have you be. Amen. You know, many of us read about how Jesus' people rejected him, and you think that what's the big deal there? But it's such a big deal. And if the Spirit is not giving you life, you are going to compromise. Hallelujah. It's as simple as that. Where we are now, if the Spirit is not giving you life constantly, at some point, you are going to compromise. You are going to find out that your mouth has moved faster than your heart. Amen. And there will be great consequences. So it is the spirit that gives life. For example, if any of you wants to do anything now, and that's how serious it was, and maybe you have an inner circle, you people pray together, you see visions together and all that, and you share what you're about to do with that inner circle, and you know that it was God that spoke to you. Let's say a circle of 3-4 people. If they flow in the flesh and they reject what you are doing or what you say, God, you know, it's going to be very difficult to go ahead. It takes another level of strength to say, I would follow. Now I know there's a place of your friends confirming what you are doing and all of that, but sometimes on this road it can be very lonely. Amen. Another practical example. Some of you look at your family, and I know there are one or two of us like that here. You are, except your siblings are in this church. Some of you are the only serious Christian in your family as at today. If you keep praying, if you persevere enough, things will change. And you know the attacks that you face. You know the bombardments that you face. You know it takes grace to stand your ground. Amen. And many times I've found out, I've checked it, the story always ends the same. Maybe a young Muslim gets born again, goes through the persecution and all that because people are offended. You know, some people have gone back like that. They couldn't endure. But the ones that endured, eventually, they end up being the ones pastoring that family. And that is the door that God uses to save the other people. As you are pressing into God, you're going to see offense. You're going to see attacks. The solution is not to retreat or say, let me tone it down so that these people can accommodate me. You are making a mistake, because eventually everything about your destiny is going to revolve around deliverance and rescue for some people. Amen. And many times it is the way God has planned it. It's meant to start from your family. So if anybody is going through any kind of persecution in their family, I'm saying to you this evening by the Spirit of God, don't reduce your commitment. One of the things that should keep you going is that this people's deliverance is connected to my unwavering commitment to Jesus. And if anything tampers with that, there's no deliverance for them. And eventually, I might even miss my way. Hallelujah. That's what we see when Nehemiah was building the temple. We'll go there in a moment. Let's see Nehemiah chapter 6. Nehemiah chapter 6. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Now, if you've read the book of Nehemiah, you will know that aside from Nehemiah, there were two other bad actors there. Sambalat and Tobiah. Have you seen anybody naming their child Sambalat? They were very bad people. Now, it happened when Sambalat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there were no breaks left in it, though that time I had not hung the doors in the gates, that Sambalat and Geshem sent to me saying, come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me harm. So I sent messengers to them saying, watch this. I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you? But they sent me this message 4 times, and I answered them in the same manner. Then Sambalat sent his servant to me as before the 5th time with an open letter in his hand. Let's go back to verse 3. Amen. So Nehemiah was building, and these people came, of course, with evil intentions. You don't need to be a prophet to know that they were already offended, and they were trying to get him out of what he was doing. But Nehemiah said, I am doing a great work. And he says, I cannot come now. Now, of course, he was speaking physically. But you know, metaphorically, this statement is loaded. Every time a child of God responds either to offense or in offense, you are coming down. Amen. You are coming down. And whatever you are building, or whatever God is building through you or with you, might not see the light of day. Hallelujah. Theologians tell us that they were supposed to finish this, what they were building, the house of God, in 7 years. But, of course, because even though they were not yet under the new covenant, definitely God was with them. And because God was with them, because there was, as it were, a supply of the Spirit, they built this thing in 52 days. Hallelujah. That's what the Spirit of God can do. Have you ever heard the statement before? One with God is majority. I want to put that in your spirit. As you are living your life, as you are going through this year, as you are going through the coming years, why it's not easy for some people to compromise, and it's easier for some other people to compromise. Some people are just, anything that is not social, they can't accept it. Anything that is not popular, some people cannot stay in some people's spirit. And if you are like that, it's going to be difficult for the enemy. It's going to be easy for the enemy to reach you. Hallelujah. You are going to be, even though you are making progress, there will still be spots of carnality in your life where the enemy can come in and affect you. Praise the Lord. So the Spirit gives life. When people are trying to challenge you. People are trying to question your commitment to this God. Hallelujah. Have you served God to a point, for example, where your family is like, you don't have time for them anymore? Praise God. And you know, it can be very tempting because you love them. If you are not a bad person, you love them. Some of us don't love them. We need to repent, because if you don't love them, then you won't carry them in your heart. Amen. You love them. It can be very tempting to want to just tone it down a bit. But always remember that this, your commitment to Jesus, is some people's deliverance in the years to come, in the months to come. If you lose it, you lose everything. You won't have anything to stand on. Hallelujah. Do you understand this? So, as you see offense around you, plug into the Spirit more, so that your response will be accurate. We don't have the statistics, but the level of offense among God's people today is at an all-time high. Amen. And if you are not careful, when some of these words are coming very strong, you will be offended. You will struggle to accept it. But the Spirit can give you life. Amen. Don't be carried away by all the useless theories and beliefs out there. This is where life is. Amen. And this is so important. I was having a conversation with Pizza one time, and he just made a phrase, and it has stayed with me. And is, to a large extent, it is what guides how we relate. He says, anybody that, I can't remember how he put it, but this was a summary. If you really want to flow with me and all of that, meet me in the Spirit. Amen. Meet me where? In the Spirit. Because that's the only place where life is. Aside from that place, whatever you call life, it's not really life. Amen. And at the end of the day, I said this is a kind of continuation from last week. At the end of the day, it will not profit us. It will not profit us anything. Amen. So, as we see all that is happening, as you are observing, as you are doing life, as you are serving God, as you are walking with God, please always remember that it is the Spirit that gives life. If there is anything pertaining to your destiny that you have not really, if there is any teaching in this house, for example, that you've not really accepted wholeheartedly, and you know that God has called you to be in this house, don't leave it hanging. Is this practical enough? Because it's not everybody that Pizak was talking some, I think there was a one Saturday evening like this after preaching, and he said he met some of us outside, and he asked them and said, we didn't really understand what you were. We didn't really understand what you were saying. And that person was honest enough. There would have been some other people too They might be nodding their head. They might be clapping, shouting. In fact, for some men, not just that they don't understand, some outrightly don't agree. Amen. You see, the flesh, that's your flesh. It is dynamic. Amen. Be careful. Our sanctification will affect what we don't agree with. Amen. The question is, why don't you agree? If it is the same spirit, then you have to agree. Hallelujah. Because God, has it broken? Amen. I bought another one for us. Hallelujah. God is not an author of confusion. These are the things that will keep you in the last days. There's a lot of, I've gotten to a point where I love people. I love everybody. One or two people I don't like, but generally speaking, I love people. But I've gotten to a point where I've concluded that there is a lot of hype. There's a lot of hype out there. Amen. And that's what part of what informs when I tell you, let us know what we're doing. Let us put our feet on the ground. Don't float. And I know that one of the things that will keep you is your appreciation for the life that the Spirit supplies. So you have to deal with, if you still have acceptance issues, please deal with it. Your flesh is waiting for you there. And anybody that accepts you, your flesh would deal with you. Anybody that accepts you outside God, outside the context of the Spirit, your flesh will manifest there. Amen. So please deal with your esteem issues. The Bible says, Old Testament, it says you will not follow a multitude to do evil. Amen. You know, it takes a lot of grace. If God has not trained you, it's not easy to. Let me describe our life for us. There's a place in Ephesians that talks about when we were not yet saved and all of that. Now that you are born again, the picture is, how many of us swim? I can't swim. I've been trying to learn, but I've not. It's still in my mind, but I hope I would. How many of us swim? Let me see your hand. How many of us swim? Okay. Not swim in the spirit, though. Physical swimming. Amen. You know, if you are from the Niger Delta, you know, they practically give birth to them in water and all that. So you see a small child like this, the way they are maneuvering, you'll be so ashamed. You'll be so ashamed of yourself. Amen. It's so scary. If you've ever been on one of those speed boats before, you will know that Jesus is Lord. You'll be so gentle. If the thing now breaks down in the middle of that water, some of us will die and wake up. Amen. But you know, the picture is, if you swim, not even hotel swimming, because those ones are not very deep. I mean real. I mean real ocean. Many times you are swimming against the tide. And it's not very easy. Amen. All of us that are children of God, that's the picture of how our life is. You are swimming against the tide. So you must not be easily carried away by fads, trends, what is raining now. You are swimming against the tide. I know if you are swimming against the tide, many times it's lonely. The bulk of people are on the other side. But you always need to keep remembering it is the Spirit that gives life. Constant supply of energy. Your positions must be strong. Amen. We can't ask you what you think about homosexuality and you are like this. Amen. You know, some of us, if we ask you now, your position on that is not strong. Amen. It's so bad that some of us don't even know that God loves them. The person sitting next to you might have issues with that. Amen. And thank God it's not written on the, because if you know that this person sitting next to me has such issues, you won't want to sit with such a person. Hallelujah. So if your positions are going to be strong, you know now what is reigning is apostolic. No, wineskin is not reigning. That one is in the Bible and it's our own revelation. But you see, everybody now is an apostle. Have you noticed? Everybody now, people that were pastor before is apostle. No problem. We'll look at the fruits. And some people, when you see their fruits, they are not even the first letter yet. Amen. Talk less of the full word. But God is trying. He's just managing, coping with everybody. Because there's an assumption that once I say I'm an apostle, I'm better than all of you. But it is the Spirit. I keep emphasizing it. It is the Spirit that gives life. Your positions must be strong on everything that pertains to life and godliness. You must have strong scriptural positions. You see, if we don't get this, you will be apologetic to everybody. You know, there are some of us that God has blessed, but you're actually feeling bad that God has blessed you, because the harassment from the other side is a lot. The intimidation, it's a lot. But God wants us to be strong. Your position on marriage should be strong. If they ever ask any of you here and you say the man is the head, the woman is the neck, I mean, how do they say that? You have embarrassed us. Amen. Because that's not scriptural. Amen. You know, there's a way you can teach about marriage. It will be as if you are a, what's that word? You are a male chauvinist. Amen. Hallelujah. And then there's a way you can teach about it also. And Pizak suffers that a lot here. Sometimes he's talking, the men are happy. When he begins to say the one that is affecting the men, when he's talking, sometimes the women are happy because he's hitting the men. And the women are saying, right on, preach it. They may not say it out, but in their mind. But you know, in God's wisdom, it balances out. Amen. And I want to advise you again, if you are a feminist here, or your life is going in that direction, you need to calm down and ask yourself, what are we chasing? Hallelujah. Because many of them, they don't used to end well. And some of them now you can see that they are on the road that is not very good. Amen. How can you be bashing men all your life? Then you go and marry secretly. Amen. Now you're either confused or you're a wicked person because you have misled a lot of people. Hallelujah. Or the worst is we discover that you have a baby daddy that didn't even marry you, and then you have a child. What justification do you have for your message? And you know, all these things happen. One of the reasons these things are happening because there's no supply of life. It's all flesh. But you must realize that the flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit that keeps life. When I think of you, the testimony I believe God for you is that you are somebody that keeps going and going and going and going till you see Jesus in glory. You are not a weakling. You might appear weak physically, but what God is achieving with your life is very, very amazing, because the Spirit is supplying life. And as we're doing all that we're doing, let us always remember that the Spirit is the one that supplies. Have strong positions. Any of your positions that are not yet strong, wait for grace. Amen. Strengthen them. Hallelujah. Because you will need them. Praise God. These are the days of who is on the Lord's side. You are either on the Lord's side or you are on the other side. There's no middle ground. If you're a student of the Bible, God hates lukewarmness. He says, I wish you were either hot or cold. So how many of us are on the Lord's side? And if you're on the Lord's side, then this scripture, you must acquaint yourself with it. Can I advise you? Anything you hear that maybe, because we'll be deceiving ourselves, because we're not all at the same level of maturity. So let's use Pastor Zach because he's the pastor of this house. Anything that you hear from him that you either don't understand or you don't agree for whatever reason, please don't throw it away. Keep it in your heart. If you need it for what God is calling you to do, somehow the understanding will come. And if you don't need it, no problem. But don't be, this is why activists don't end well. Don't be a spiritual activist. It will not be well with you. Amen. It's not a curse. It's just the makeup of that life endeavor. I don't know any one of them that it is well with. Amen. Because you will leave God ordained relationships. You will leave covenant relationships. If God has brought you to a house, you will leave that house. You know, now the days are so, everything is precise. It's not everywhere you see church, you enter. Amen. By the time they are done with you there, you might not recover, or you might not recover on time. But these are all the implications of the spirit giving life. Don't be too quick. The Bible says we should be slow to speak. Believe me, there's a lot of life in that. Some of us speak too quick. Amen. Let me edit that scripture and bring it to our context. Be slow to post. Amen. Because that's the speaking, that's the major speaking in the 21st century. Be slow to post. Amen. Not everything is worthy to be on your status. Amen. From skits to how you are feeling to what you want for your birthday to memes. Not everything. Now let me ask you, all of you that used to put those things for your birthday, how many of those things have you gotten? How many? Amen. Because people are bad, they will go and look for the cheapest one. And they'll quickly, that's if they even answer you. Some people put iPhone 13. Who wants to buy your iPhone 13 in Lagos? Amen. Even the boy toasting you is looking for how you will scam you and your account. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us be slow. Let us be slow to post. There's a lot of life. Amen. I know some of us live on WhatsApp and all that. God will have mercy. Amen. You should be so busy sometimes, you don't even check status. Do you know there are some people that you can place a bet that they'll be among the first 5 people to view your status. Amen. That's how you know you are living on WhatsApp. And you see a lot of things that it's not really giving life. Amen. And it's weakening. Is it, if all you hear from this is, I should not post. That one is your own problem. Amen. And you can't transfer that guilt on me. Whether you post or not, that's not my business. But I'm saying that let us be slow. Let us be slow to speak. Let us be slow to post. Amen. Amen. I'm not a prophet, but in the days to come, or in the days that we're in, there's going to be a clear demarcation from the people that are serving God and the people that are not serving God. There's going to be, I told you last week, there's always a difference between the people that God is teaching and the people that God is not teaching. And make no mistake about it, God is not teaching everybody. In other words, even now, we all don't have the same level of, we're not all, there's no uniform beauty on all of us. Some of us are more beautiful than some other people. Amen. Even physically, it was years ago that I didn't want people to to feel bad. And I used to say, not even physical beauty, I'll say everybody is intelligent. But yes, everybody is, but it's not at the same, it's not at the same level. Some people are more brilliant than you. Amen. Now, it doesn't mean you don't know anything, but that knowledge in itself is deliverance. Amen. Some people are finer than you, physically and spiritually. Amen. Make peace with that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because just even physically, some people, the effort some people put into their skin, the skin routine, some other like, I beg, what's all this nonsense? That's what we're doing here. And then when you now see that person glowing, say, ah, they are bleaching, they are all these people, they are bleaching. But the reality is that you are not, you look at your own skin. And you are like, what is going on here? Have you seen some people and you look like their house boy or their house girl? Amen. And it's like that spiritually as well, because we're not all paying attention at the same level. But whatever level you are, just knowing that the spirit gives life. It has a way of energizing you. The final scripture I would share with us tonight, I think it's Psalm 107. And to a large extent, that is your destiny, and that is our destiny as a house. The Bible began to speak about people that do business on deep waters. Amen. And if you are going to do business on deep waters, or if God is calling you to deep things, then you have to perfect the supply. You must be somebody that knows how to receive the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, so that there's an ecosystem of life around you. Amen. I think it's the original KJV. It says, it talks about deep great, but for the purpose of our discussion, okay, another translation, but there's one translation that says deep waters, but deep, great, they connote the same thing. Hallelujah. So there's going to be a lot of falling away. People are going to get tired, but that will not be you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, on Wednesday we're talking about circumcision, peeling. What's the topic of that message? Peeling the outer layer. You know, you can peel to a point where you say you are not peeling again. Because you ask yourself, what if I peel this one now, what will remain? Amen. And because it's not a very pleasurable experience. But the Spirit can give life for that process to happen. That's what we're saying. The flesh profits nothing. And I'm trusting God that in the coming days, it will not be very, very easy for you to compromise. It is so easy for some people. It is so easy. I showed you from Nehemiah. It is so easy for some people to come down. The Bible says, don't fall from your steadfastness. And that will happen because the Spirit is giving you life. So be excited. Enjoy your life. Enjoy what God is doing in our community. Enjoy what God is doing in people's lives. Enjoy what God is doing in the nations. But please don't be carried away. Know that there is a supply of life that the Lord wants you to have. For example, if you notice that that any little thing gets you angry, you are losing life. Amen. It's not a sign of being deep. Amen. The sign of being deep is that you tolerate people more. Amen. So all this, I don't take nonsense. The question is, what are you taking? Amen. Hallelujah. And many people are losing life. They either don't know or they don't care. And you know, you can lose life to a point where it's difficult to come back. But that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. So please, everything that you are, this is the final point, everything that God will have you go for, please don't go for it. Don't go for it like this. Go for it with all that you have. Hallelujah. Don't be too bothered about who is offended, who is not offended. If somebody has decided to remain small, you know, one of the blessings that God pronounced on his people, we don't have time to go there, in Jeremiah, he said that out of them, I'm paraphrasing, will proceed the voices of them that make merry and give thanksgiving. He says, I will glorify them. And he says that they will not be small. Amen. Smallness is not from God. Everything about God is large, is big. Amen. And even though this place, you can look at it maybe numerically, but beyond the numerics, your mind, your view. You don't have to answer me now, but you can answer in your mind. What do you have? Do you have a biblical worldview? Amen. And if you don't, please begin to cultivate one from today. How do you look at the world? Amen. What is your worldview? Not everyone has a biblical worldview. But they're the ones that we're saying, we're global now, we're international now, but there's no biblical worldview. And if your worldview is the one that every other person has, and then when you get there, you won't represent Jesus. Hallelujah. I remember one of the prayers that PK prayed for us at Dankaro. For some reason, my brain just picks up all this information and it doesn't go away. And PK made a statement. He said, you will represent Jesus in high places. How many of us want to represent Jesus in high places? Not just in low places. How beautiful will it be, for example, you are watching, the next time you are watching the UN meeting or whatever, and then somebody says, let's pray in Jesus' name. You know, you'll feel very, very, that's not common. And to be able to say that, there's a quality of life, there's a flow of life that must have happened in you. Because the way all of them will be looking at you, to even complete that Jesus, you'll be so intimidated. There are some of us here that cannot even pray in our family meeting. Amen. Because you are so intimidated and you see all the nonsense they are saying. Somebody has been talking for 3 hours, no sense. That's if you're even in the meeting. You shouldn't be too available for all of that. But the point is, let the Spirit minister life to you to a point where you are a blessing everywhere that you go. In the midst of offense, in the midst of rejection, and you won't just be somebody getting angry easily. The Lord will bless you as you meditate on all of this. Hope you have been blessed. We'll pick this up some other time. God bless.